I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
There's going to be some really awkward confessions happening in this room.
Yay.
Amber is trying to...
I really am, like, racking my brain. I can't... I don't know. Maybe something will happen when you...
Okay, we got to talk about the skeleton in our closet.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Why can't you be elected president?
Sort of. Like, there's a fire chief in Texas who's...
This is weird.
I don't understand why this is a skeleton.
I agree.
A picture just came out. He took a picture. He went to a party somewhere. And I've walked into a party where this was happening.
You're right. He just walked in and all of a sudden, boom, this was going on.
There's a naked Asian lady, Japanese lady, lying there with sushi all over her body.
Right.
And you just go up and like, ooh, I'll take the Maguro. Like if you have class, you take it off of her stomach. But if you want to expose something, then you go take the piece off of...
There you go.
...what you want to see. So he went up and took a picture next to naked sushi lady.
Yeah.
And it's coming out and they're trying to cancel him.
Yeah, it was on his own time. He said he walked into this party like, what the heck is going on?
Right.
Oh, they steered him over here. Okay, I'll take a pic. Okay.
How does that make you unable to guide people to fight
Put
fires?
Out fires. Yeah.
Is this a slam? Is he being sexist towards this Asian woman? She was hired to do a job.
I don't know. He didn't put a gun to her head and say,
right,
lay down, take your clothes off.
Yeah.
I want to put sushi on you.
Me living in LA for so long. There were, parties like have that. That's normal. It's like
I've been to
kind of normal out there.
He didn't organize the party.
No,
either.
Yeah. He was just at the party.
Yeah.
So that's his skeleton. We're each going to do ours. Like I don't know what I've done a lot of weird things. I've done some, but the one, if we're looking for a skeleton, like a criminality thing, I worked for a store. And I was the assistant manager, and the manager lied to me and said he lost a deposit. And he was like, I'm screwed. I found out later he had a coke habit. Anyway, he said he lost the deposit and he didn't know what to do. And I devised a system for him to recoup the money.
Nice. Smart.
There was a second cash register at Christmas that was cash only. And then at the end of the night, you ring out that register and put the receipts in the first register. And I'm like, only ring out half. And like,
brilliant.
Fake. So then we had to rent another register and do all. So I was able to teach him how to embezzle
like
$4,000 that he needed, which turned out then he just kept doing it after he got his $4,000.
Yeah.
And eventually he was fired for absconding with tens of thousands of dollars.
Dude, you were the victim, man.
And he probably kept up his drug habit.
I definitely kept him high but I came up with it. So that's my, I embezzled them. Like that's, I did that.
Yeah.
I am the embezzler.
You should be
smart.
Proud though. Yeah. You come up, you like Zuckerberg.
That was clever.
As I'm coming up with
it's bad, but.
Yeah. I mean, when I came, it was like we have this other register and you just, it's all like that register was cash only. So there's no, you don't even have to like deal with a credit card receipt. It's just, there was, and this is at Christmas time. There was tens of thousands of dollars in there.
That's brilliant. Did you do that at like your next job? Did you teach them? Hey, you should.
I've been trying to encourage every place. I'm like, hey, Intercom, we need a separate cash register.
Yeah, we do.
All right. So if you are probably, if you've got some huge skeleton in your closet,
yeah,
we want to hear what it is. So I've confessed mine.
Yeah, yours is a good one.
That I'm an
white collar crime.
Here's my thing. Yeah. Steve and skeletons.
What?
I feel like we don't have time.
Okay, whatever. You're right. I'll just pick one or two.
How many, like, what's the, What's the worst skeleton in your closet, do you think?
You know, you think, kind of reflecting on them, I've done probably every illicit narcotic there is except for two, but that's kind of acceptable nowadays. That's not really
a, there was a time where that would have been a skeleton.
Yeah,
but
nowadays,
I think starting with, was it Obama?
Admitted to doing coke in college. Or
maybe even one of the Bushes had done a little coke or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Clinton had done a little pot.
You hope, yeah.
I think he admitted to that. And then Obama in his book was like cocaine and the whole thing. Right. It's like, who cares? You were young. I mean, it's like, it's an illegal thing, but it's not.
You don't know that you're going to be president 25 years from then.
And don't you almost want somebody who's at least
lived a little?
Yes. Dabbled in it and been like, I did that. I realized the dangers. I'm not going to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll use that perspective when they're leading.
Wow.
The country.
You would think.
A little bit.
I guess not.
Look, I was a Catholic. I don't want a priest running our country.
You want a goody two-shoes?
If you're too good, you don't know how to, like, get crap done. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to, like, go, oh, this is going to be a little under the table, but let's, all right, so what's your...
I've done some misdemeanors, but no felonies. But once again, those aren't... I would still get elected by doing those things in my past.
Have you... Well, you've had illicit affairs. You've had the worst skeleton about you is.
Do you think the affairs are the worst thing I've done?
Oh man,
I think some people, if we're talking about electability, I think some people would go, even though, like, it's worse if you've had a bunch of affairs and you were married.
Okay,
that I think that would be something that women would look at you and go, can't elect that guy, he's unfaithful.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're not unfaithful, but you seem to have zero respect for the sanctity of other people's marriages.
That, or I didn't know they were married, so I'm still the victim. So they're...
I can honestly say you've always known that they were married.
Eventually,
so.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Dude, if it makes you sleep
no,
at night...
No, there was one time that I literally...
You really didn't?
I didn't until probably a couple days later. I didn't stop.
Okay, then you're still...
Because I was still the victim.
No, you're not. Once you know and you continue to... Yeah, you're going down.
Okay, so I can't get elected on that then.
If we're just talking about the skeletons. It doesn't have to be electability, but yes, I think you could still be... Actually, I think you could with that.
Yes.
If you could do every drug, then it's...
I approve of this message.
Amber, did you come up with one?
You know what? These ones are much better.
We definitely have to get to this one. This is one of the worst stories.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously.
The gunshot one?
Oh.
So we want your skeletons in the closet. 303-222-5423. But just listen to this one. When I was a kid, I heard a gunshot. This is not me, by the way. I'm reading.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I heard a gunshot while walking down a street. I ran back home fast as I could, went to my room, and watched TV to calm myself down. I didn't tell anybody. 2 hours passed, and the phone rang. My mom told me my uncle died of a gunshot wound trying to stop a fight nearby. At the funeral, we were told my uncle would have lived if paramedics had arrived earlier.
Oh.
The skeleton in this person's closet is they turned a blind eye to a gunshot wound that ended up being what killed their uncle.
Oh, God.
I feel like the blood just drained from my body listening to that. Like,
isn't it just awful?
Yeah. That just... Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Because when you always assume it's going to be a stranger, and you should now think it could
be... This is half of the skeletons in your closet. You're like, I know something's wrong, but I don't want to get involved.
Yeah.
That's what this kid did. It's like, something bad happened, but I don't want to get involved.
But that's good. I mean,
But his uncle died as a result.
But he didn't...
He says it's 20 years later, and he can't stop thinking about it.
He didn't shoot his uncle. I mean, he could have...
Could have called the paramedics. I heard a gunshot.
He was a kid.
But how do you know that the paramedics would have still gotten there? I don't know.
You just don't!
Okay.
All right. We want to hear, and we'll VD you if you need it.
Voice disguise.
We'll change your name to Candy, whatever you need. If you've got a skeleton in your closet, we want to talk to you. Candy.
Yay.
What is the skeleton in your closet?
So, when I was in high school, it was time to take SATs, and I had an older sister who was much smarter than me.
Yep.
No.
And
yes.
No. I got her to take the SATs.
Nice.
No.
So then I got offered a whole bunch of scholarships.
Oh, my gosh.
You went to Harvard for 8 years.
Oh, my God. Are you still riding your coattails? Please tell me you're not, like, designing bridges or anything that, like, affects the rest of us. Did you go to a nice college?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have a great job right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All on a lie.
Well played, Candy. Nicely done.
All right. Thank you for the call, Candy. It looks like we have another Candy. Candy.
Yay.
What was the skeleton in your closet?
Okay, so when I was younger, I had a PlayStation that broke. And so I snuck into my neighbor's house and I took his working PlayStation and replaced it with my broken one.
Oh my God.
They should have kept their house
locked. There's literally nothing wrong with that. Yeah, as long as they don't have serial numbers on them, you are.
Well played.
Were they richer? Could they afford a replacement?
Yeah. Well, actually, no. We were.
Oh my Even God. Better.
You are unelectable. What is going what? Oh, that's a good one. Thank you, Candy. We have our first non Candy caller, Shane. Hey.
What's up?
What's your skeleton in your closet?
Man, I used to work at Best Buy, and I was friends with the warehouse guy. And every time he would do a trash dump for the compactor, our door was linked to that thing. So we came up with a device on how to open the door with basically speaker wire when he was getting ready to dump. And he'd load up a whole bunch of boxes full of merchandise.
Yeah.
So he would message me on the speakerphone, hey, we're about ready to do a trash run. So then they do code yellow, and boom, I'd pop the door and start grabbing all the boxes through the stereo installation center and shut the door.
Well played. Yeah.
How much money did you know when you go up to your boss and you go, I need a raise, and they're like, we've had a lot of shrinkage, we can't. That's you. Like, you're the reason nobody.
I am the definition of shrinkage.
Yes.
But Shane, it's factored in though.
It's not.
Every year they factor in that.
How much do you think you stole? Yeah, the laugh says all the power we need on that.
We put a dent in the ball game.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's not.
Thanks for calling us from your mansion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Shane. Karen.
Hi. Hi.
What is the skeleton in your closet?
Back in 1970, I worked for a small airport. We did not have a tower. And so I used to tell the airplanes which direction to land on the single runway. And we had a repeat plane that would come from Mexico. And so at night, we knew that it was their drug trafficking coming through. And so the federal people came in to investigate, and I had to pull receipts. This was back before computers. And so the time period they gave me, I found like 3 or 4 receipts. I took them home and burned them.
Federal crime.
Were you getting a kickback from the drug people?
Nice.
No, I don't know if they ever even knew, but, you know, it was for marijuana, which was highly illegal, and it was 1970, and I cared about them.
You cared that the pot would get into the country as a makeshift. She, like, I thought her whole thing was like, I was the FAA. Drugs in. You're awesome,
all
Karen.
Right.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.